set up the first story with. Brian Williams suspended from NBC, 6 months without pay. They say he is devastated. He was told in person, just the NBC Universal CEO called him over to his apartment in Manhattan. Brian Williams shows up, and he's given the news, and they say he was just floored.
I bet.
That he felt horrible. He was devastated. He's only 55 years of age. And
thought he was older.
That is so scary to me that you go from the very top to the very bottom in snap of a finger. And you know what this was over was he had gone to a Rangers game. Rangers, not those Rangers.
Not Texas.
Yeah.
Rangers.
Not Texas Rangers. But he had gone to a Rangers game, and he talked about it on the air that he went with a Iraq veteran in tribute to a retiring commanding sergeant major. And he suggested on his newscast then that the sergeant had protected him from that dangerous situation in Iraq when he was shot down. His quote was, "The helicopter we were traveling in was forced down and after being hit by an RPG. Our traveling NBC news team was rescued, surrounded, and kept alive by an armored mechanized platoon from the U.S. Army 3rd Infantry." So this is a slight bit of irony to this, in that you listen to what he actually said on the air. It doesn't sound like he's really grandstanding so much. He's trying to do this in tribute to this,
right,
to our military, but it wasn't his helicopter that was shot down. And that little quick tribute that he gave to that guy that he appeared at a New York Rangers game with was his ultimate undoing, because that's what they cited as, hey, this crossed over onto our broadcast. You reported this. This is untrue. Trustworthiness is the number one job requirement here.
So I have a couple of things to say. Number one, George, you thought he was older than 55?
Yeah.
Man, I thought he was 45 or 48.
I would have guessed 60.
Really?
I would have guessed 62.
I mean,
60 as well.
Mm-hmm. I think he looks pretty good
for
55.
Oh, I think 55. He looks fine, but I just thought he was older.
And secondly, if I'm Brian Williams, and according to CelebrityNetWorth.com, he's worth $40 million. If I'm Brian Williams, I am putting on a cowboy hat, and I'm growing a really long beard, and I'm packing up my $40 million, and I'm moving to Wyoming or Montana.
You bet.
And I'm living on a big ranch, and I'm fixing the fence every day, and I'm not bathing for weeks at a time.
Oh, my.
And I am just checking out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But $40 million might not be that much money to Brian Williams. The lifestyle he's accustomed to, the properties that he may own but be having mortgages on.
He could make it work, especially not bathing.
Well, I don't know that you save that much money on
soap,
not bathing.
Shampoo, water.
Yeah, I don't think that's the big thing.
Towels.
Yep.
But don't you think that a guy responds to such challenges in one of two ways? You either shrink, or it challenges you to climb back up on that horse.
And I'm saying,
the figurative horse in this case. You're saying he should climb on the literal horse.
I'm saying if I were him, I would shrink. I would get on that horse on Park Avenue, and I would ride out of Manhattan.
Well, I don't think he keeps his horse. I don't even know if he owns a horse.
He's had a tough month. This happens. He had to ride out the butt scene.
Yes, that's
I'm
right.
Sorry.
You know what I'm talking about. Don't distance.
His daughter, who's an actress who did a very pornographic scene that he had to write out.
On the TV show Girls, yes, Allison Williams.
Bottom.
Is
bottom,
on Lena Dunham's show. And you guys have all seen that clip.
I still haven't seen it. I just heard about
it. There's a P at the end of that word.
Yep.
You guys have all seen that.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with that?
Plenty.
Well,
zero.
For the father,
plenty.
Of that
poor dad having
she
to
is
watch
an actress.
That. I don't care.
Doesn't he
you
have
can't
the
fake that part? That was not a stunt butt.
Okay, that's the quotable
stunt
job today.
But
that wasn't a stunt butt.
You know it.
I don't know it.
I speak the truth, and you know it.
I think that she was probably wearing a skin thing.
Oh yeah,
you know,
I'm sure.
The guy wasn't actually in there.
Right.
But, George, you've come out as against that whole act.
I think America should,
you
yes.
do not see that as an act of love
no.
that was performed on her.
No.
Huh.
That's messing around in a valley of hell.
Okay.
And we all know it. And we
look how
we
hot
talk,
she is. There's no way
the
that's a valley of hell.
The sooner we talk about it, the better off all of us will
that's
be.
That's not a valley of hell on her. You never done that to a girl? Come on. Just kind of
You are one of the most grotesque human beings I've ever known.
Scream the Pledge of Allegiance in there. Or whatever. I mean, you just choose some text.
And that's why it's tough for Brian Williams, because he hears you
talking like that.
About his
Come on,
daughter.
What's wrong with that? Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh, some people tweeted something really funny. I retweeted it that it was odd that Brian Williams and his daughter both chose to get their asses publicly chewed out in the same month. Oh, my goodness. Hey. He's going to be all supportive of her butt scenes now. She's the primary breadwinner in the family now.
Yeah, and he was from the beginning, right?
I think that whatever he's making in interest on his $40 million is probably more than what she's earning.
Well, don't believe the $40 million figure, first of all. That's celebrity net worth, and Kevin Costner flew all the way into Dallas to sit down with us to tell us that thing's wrong.
But his salary, Brian Williams' salary alone, is what? $10 million a year. So it's not unrealistic.
I think he's tossed his salary.
It's not unrealistic to think he's worth 40. Why is that such a ridiculous leap if you're making $10 million a year? And you have been for a long time.
Yeah, but he's been spending all his money making up false stories.
Well, it does get expensive in the end.
Hey,
birthdays.
Your birthday's today.
That butt was stuffed.
By the way, Kayla Mueller found that she did die. She's the hostage that was held by ISIS. They're not saying whether she died in the Jordanian airstrike or not. Conrad Janis from Mork and Mindy is 87. Which one is he?
That was Mindy's dad.
Oh, that's right. Didn't he run a music store?
Yeah.
Sure.
Sold trombones? Burt Reynolds, I guess I got all of that right. Burt Reynolds is 79.
Man.
There's some greatness there.
We could only have someone tell funny Burt Reynolds stories to
us. He came in and I told him. He's 70, almost 80. I can't believe that. No. Tina Louise is 77.
Ginger.
Man. Ginger from Gilligan's Island. Sheryl Crow is 53.
Greatness.
D'Angelo is 41. Hey. By the way, Lance Armstrong, right?
What about
dated Sheryl Crow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And look how far he's fallen.
Okay.
I guess he's eating crow now, but even then. Bryce Beckham from Mr. Belvedere is 39.
Bend it like Beckham.
I need to do
wrong
what?
Beckham.
And singer-actress Brandy from Moesha is 36 years of age. You are up to date.
All right, thank you. That's Muse, 7:30 here on The Ticket. Coming up next, do the Mavericks have a Chris in their midst?
Tastes just like a cantaloupe.